You are standing near the Delaware River on the viewing platform. From this position, the view looks south at the Delaware Water Gap, the geological feature that gives this national park its name, where the Delaware River cuts through the first major ridge of the Appalachian Mountains. The narrow water gap appears to be impassable, but it is about a quarter mile wide at river level and nearly a mile wide from one mountaintop to the other. The river within the gap is 283 feet above sea level. This 3-foot by 2-foot horizontal panel has a color photograph of the view of the water gap on a summer day, blue sky framing the tree-covered mountains and the winding river flowing between them as the background. Text in the upper right corner reads,
"Water in action. A water gap is formed when water carves its way through a mountain range. The Delaware Water Gap is known for its depth, width, and scenic beauty. It is more than 1,200 feet from mountaintop to the river's surface and nearly a quarter mile wide at river level. Sand and rock move with the river flow, continuing to scour out the riverbed and making the water gap larger over time."
The lower half of the background photo features three artists rendering inserts of the way water and geological forces combine to shape the gap. The illustrations depict the Earth's crust in a cutaway fashion, showing the layers of rock and tectonic plates. Text under each illustration describes each stage of the gap's formation.
Stage 1, collision. About 300 million years ago, the ancient continents of North America and Africa collided. The impact caused the Earth's crust to fold and lift up, forming the Appalachian Mountains, including Kittatinny Ridge.
Arrows on the first picture identify the North American and African continental plates, their direction of travel toward each other, and how the North American plate is sliding under the African plate. Where the two plates meet, the picture shows how the Earth's crust buckles and pushes upward, forming the Appalachian Mountains.
Stage 2, erosion. Streams flowed on both sides of the Kittatinny Ridge. The streams on the east side aggressively eroded layers of rock and limestone. A few million years ago, they finally carved their way through the mountains.
Arrows pointing south on the second picture trace the path of the stream on the west side of the newly formed mountains that eventually cut through Kittatinny Ridge. On the west side of the mountains, arrows depict the second stream flowing to the east.
Stage 3, capture. When the streams met, the one with the stronger current captured the flow of the other. The second stream changed course to flow through the water gap.
Arrows show the streams joining and growing in size and strength to become the Delaware River. The third picture shows how the two streams, now flowing together, cut through the ridge. Arrows show the water flowing south on the west side of the mountains, then turning east as it cut through the mountains, forming the water gap.